This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And I work at it, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Welcome back to what I believe to be another session of sanity right here. And again, I always do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Let's just get on it. Hour two, Evan Say is going to join me. And listen, you really got to put on your helmet for this one. You know what I'm saying? Every time Evan and I get together, it's pretty much 120 miles an hour, no break. You know what I mean? So, again, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right. Again, I just want to hit this. I want to pound on this like there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow. The Obama administration does such a fantastic job, don't you think? Now, where did that go? I just had that out. They do a great job at vetting people, right? I mean, don't they? I mean, everybody that they bring, and this is the same group that we're going to trust to vet the refugees coming in, right? I'm not going to trust them. You can if you want to. I don't think they've got very many of these vetting processes right yet, unless I'm totally brain dead, which is a possibility. Some of you have said I am. I must be, right? But what I thought was really great was the other night, somebody sent me a link, and I usually don't go listen to everything you send me. I can't. You know, you realize with the amount of emails I get, if I listen to every link you send me, I wouldn't have time to do the show. I'd just be listening to links all the time. But apparently Admiral Ace Lyons was asked to speak at a breakfast or some symposium or something. And John Kerry introduced him. And this was supposed to be a private meeting. And nobody was supposed to know what was going on or what the meeting was about. And I don't know how they got to, I don't know if somebody got information, was able to get in there with the video, or the video was just actually part of it to begin with, and they just never expected it to get out. But I'm not playing the video, obviously. I want you to hear what this admiral had to say, and then we'll talk about the admiral afterward.
We're very pleased to have Admiral James Lyons with us. Sir, welcome.
Well, thank you. A number of you heard me say before, we've had many opportunities to change the course of history. And it hasn't mattered whether it's been a Republican or Democrat.
See, not taking sides, right? Either or. Doesn't matter who it's been.
Administration, we failed every one of them. Starting with Carter, went to take over of our embassy. We could have cut off Khomeini and his Islamic fundamentalism at the knees. We were going to take Carg Island, and he rejected it. We could have walked in. The next time was the Marine barracks bombing. And you all probably wonder why we never responded. I won't go into the long detail, but the guy that sabotaged the strike, and I'm glad you're all sitting down, was the Secretary of Defense. Not once, but twice. Reagan approved the French wanted to do a combined strike, and Reagan approved it. And Weinberger wouldn't issue the order. I have personally talked.
Well, think about that. Reagan approved it. Reagan wanted something to happen with it. And his people under him, ones that are supposed to follow instructions, they didn't carry it out.
to George Shultz and Bud McFarlane. They told me, they pleaded with him, and he wouldn't do it. You have to say, who the hell got to him, or what got to him?
Now these, you know, when you're that high up, it has to be one hellacious threat to keep you from doing something. It has to be something of fear of your family, because you know some of these guys are not afraid to die. You see what happens. You know, these young men or men in period and women at times who throw themselves on a grenade to protect the whole team or the whole crew or the, you know, whatever, their battalion. I don't even know. But how about just the mere fact that somebody who's willing to throw themselves on a grenade, throw themselves on a bomb, push somebody out of the way of a truck to save someone else's lives? That's a hero. That's a real hero.
I've never been able to get an answer on that. In the Gulf Tanker War in 87, we were going to bring down the Khomeini regime. You know, and the guy that sabotaged, I had Brief Weinberger at my headquarters at Pearl Harbor that summer. And this was going to be in August of 87. And the one who undercut us the most was our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Crowe, at the time. You know, if you go forward and you look at, you know, we shot down by accident that Iranian civilian airliner a few months later. And what did Khomeini do? He said, I'm drinking from the chalice of poison. And he said, I have to make a truce with Saddam Hussein because the Americans have shown they're coming in on Iraq's side. Well, think of what the hell we could have done had we executed the strike we wanted to do in August of 87. You know, we all say we have to identify the threat. Well, I think the one who identified it the best was Erdogan from Turkey when he said, Islam is Islam.
Oh, you can't have that now, can you? And this is from somebody who is well-received, well-respected, enough to be brought into this meeting by John Kerry. Because he somehow thought that this guy would be on his side. You know, and you know, I've been taught, if anything in politics, what I've been taught is, you need to know the answers to the questions from the people you're going to be asking before you bring them on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Second hour, Evan Saya joins me. Do not let that go by. Seriously. American made. That's the way to go. Seriously. We've got 94 million Americans out of work. 93,800,200, whatever I'm saying. We've got a bunch of people out of work. Let's help them put them back to work. Do a little Googling. Take a little Google time. Find out where the product that you're buying is made, where it's assembled, where it's put together. Let's please make sure we try to buy American. Can we please just try to buy American? Get some of these people back to work. Anyway, all right, so we've been listening to a clip by, it was a private meeting where Admiral Ace Lyons was asked to speak. John Kerry invited him. what John didn't expect was that the admiral would rip into him about what we need to do to win this war against ISIS, what we need to do to deal with terrorism, and he's got some other choice for us. Let's hear what he has to say.
By the threat. Well, I think the one who identified it the best was Erdogan from Turkey when he said, Islam is Islam.
No identifier. I don't agree or disagree. I don't know enough to even make a comment on it. But this is Prime Minister from Turkey saying the problem is Islam. Now, I don't know what that means as a whole. I can't go much deeper than that. But here's an admiral who's well-decorated, well-respected, well-received, right up to the time he makes these comments.
There are no modifiers. Democracy is the train we ride to our ultimate objective. He couldn't have said it any plainer. And until you recognize that Islam is a political movement masquerading as a religion, you're never going to come to grips with it. And as far as a strategy, let me just...
Don't you love it? Don't you love when a military guy who knows his place looks at... Look, he just looked at Kerry and went, I got something to say here. I got the mic. Leave me alone.
Includes one thing, and as I just had in my latest op-ed, the Obama administration has a strategy. It's very simple. Any thinking American should be able to grasp it. It's anti-American, anti-Western, it's pro-Islamic, it's pro-Iranian, and pro-Muslim Brotherhood. And with that, I'll yield the mic.
Wasn't that hard now, was it? Now, now he's written many pieces. He's talked about a lot of what's going on. And, you know, these military guys stick together. To a big degree, they stick together. And when it comes to taking a life or having a life of one of their people, taken for no real reason, like the Ambassador Stevens of the world. Come on, think about this. This is one of their men, gone for no reason. On November 14, 2012, Lyons speculated the death of the Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi was the result of a bungled attempt to have Stevens kidnapped by Ansar al-Sharia to facilitate a prisoner exchange. Now, on February 7, 2015, Lyons controversially claimed that Muslim Brotherhood has succeeded in infiltrating every U.S. security agency under the Obama presidency. During a National Press Club conference, he also alleged that John Brennan, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, was a Muslim. In addition, Lyons alleged that the Muslim Brotherhood was planning to start up a political party to influence American domestic politics. Now, on February 11, 2015, Lyons fingered the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Caspar Weinberg, as a single person responsible for twice preventing a joint France-American takedown of Khomeini regime in Iran in 1987. He also went on to state, Islam is a political movement. Now, you heard all that, right? You saw all that, you heard all that, whatever. He's not the first one to say that. Do I believe it? I don't know. As I said earlier, I don't know enough. Not on this stuff, I have no clue. I bring in the people that usually do, it makes it a lot easier. But I don't have enough fact to know there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And again, there's so much fun we can have with this. This is clip night, as you can tell. Because I got this ad that I just saw at Hillary's. These people got to be running scared. They just have to be. I don't see how they can't be. Because take a listen to this. I love these clips, and I don't know if there's somebody sitting in a room back there that is not listening or paying attention to what they're writing or what they're doing. Because I'll tell you what, it didn't take me long to listen to this. Yeah, being from the other side and going, oh, God, these people are sick. This is an ad that Hillary's running against Trump
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Hillary.
In times of crisis, America depends on steady leadership.
Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
Right. So, better we should decide. Remember this. I love this one. See, if I was Trump, I would be running ads against this ad to show you what a whack job she is. Again, I'd love to know here. Who's doing
message.
This?
In times of crisis, America depends on steady leadership.
Yeah, so, except for Ambassador Stevens, he couldn't depend on any leadership, could he? He couldn't depend on them because they were trying to decide in going into this event, in going into the situation, should they wear military uniforms or shouldn't they? What color purse, what shoe? I don't know what they were trying to decide. I don't even know what they were doing. They didn't even know what they were doing. But there was absolutely no... The thought process of how to save these guys and make sure they're safe and get them out of there alive was number 11th on the list. How it was going to look, how it was going to change the political atmosphere or the political landscape. Should we go in there with uniforms, full force? Should we go in there with as few guys as we can? Should we make them change? Remember, they said 3 hours they was changing back and forth into different things. That's leadership? Are we serious? And what Trump says next, I'm sorry, I'm there. Enough. How often, how long do you let them take advantage of you? How long do you let them pound on you before you finally fight back? And you fight back. Look at the Jordanian prince, king. There was a guy with a spine. There was a guy who knew what he was doing. They burned one of his pilots. Just one. Come on, think about this. What's he do? He doesn't finish his round of golf when playing golf, but you know what I'm saying here. Right, he was here in this country. He was visiting us. They burned one of his pilots. What's he do? He goes back there, and he bombs the crap out of them. He makes them pay dearly for what they did. Burned a man alive. They burned one of his pilots alive. He didn't wait to see if they were going to be able to work something out or to draw a green line or something. Whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Yeah, I'm on it. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCMI. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, thank you for being with me tonight. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. Listen, go up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website and get involved with people smarter than I. We're live on Facebook. There's chatters in there. There's, what do they call those things? Anyway, just go there. There's people to talk with. You can kind of say how everybody feels about the same issue. Anyway, I want to get back to this because it's a big deal to me. Right? This is the ad that Hillary's running for her supporters, you know, to make sure that her people actually come out and vote. And the thing I love about this is some people are going to buy in. Oh, some people have already bought into it. Bitten into it, too. Yeah, there you go. Some people have already bought into this. That she's the best leader. What has she led? What has she done? All the stuff she promised as a senator in New York, none of it came to pass. She brought no jobs there. She promised to bring 200,000 jobs to northern New York. She lost 40. Now, she didn't lose them, but I'm using their terminology. Here's the deal. If you're going to take responsibility for creating the jobs, even when we all know government doesn't create, then you're responsible when they lose the jobs, are you not? Don't you think it's only fair? So anyway, she's running this ad, and the first part of the ad is all about, you know, who do you trust? Who's responsible? Who's going to make the right decisions? Well, she's already shown us she hasn't made a one. In time of crisis, the woman hasn't made one good decision, not a one.
Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
And this is his response. See, they're trying to play, look what he would do. You need a cool hand. You mean like Obama does? He's a coward. There's no cool hand there. He's just a coward. He has, this country has got less respect for it now than it did when George W. was in there. And I know nobody wants to admit to that, but that's true. They snub him over there when he goes over to Asia. Right? They have no respect for him over there. He's a joke. Therefore, we're a joke. He's supposed to be our president.
Clear thinking.
I know more about ISIS than the generals do, believe me.
Yeah, because you've not made a stupid comment ever in your life, have you, Hillary? Right? You've not made a comment like, let me see, I turned over all the emails that pertain to my job as secretary. What was it, like 1,500, 1,800, whatever? Right? Because, you know, I don't know about you, but in my personal life over the years, I'm sure, what was she, Secretary of State, for 2 years or something like that? Right? Wouldn't you send 33,000? Well, now we're finding another 15,000 we didn't know about, so let's just say for round numbers, 50,000. How about that? 50,000 emails lost that she forgot about. And some who had the C sign on them, right, that was for, you know, classified, whatever. Yeah, that eluded her, too. So she's one that we trust. She's one that we know. See, so I've been telling you guys who are against Trump, we already know what she'll do. We already know what she's capable of doing. We already know what she has done.
And calm judgment.
And you can tell them to go themselves.
If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you know I've had ex-S, Secret Service agents on here. I've had ex-FBI people, Don, I can't think of his name now, Bongino. I mean, some of these guys that have written books about this, that have done interviews, she is one of the nastiest human beings on the face of the planet, whether you want to hear this or not. She treats people like crap. If she doesn't like you or she doesn't like what you stand for, she treats our military people like crap behind closed doors. She treats our police and servicemen like crap behind closed doors. There are tonnage of books written about this. They can't all be lying, can they?
Because all it takes is one wrong move.
You mean like not sending help for Ambassador Stevens? One wrong move. Checking out clothing styles to make sure we don't get anybody mad, Benghazi. One wrong move. After, you know, 60 calls for help, they're ignored. Isn't that one wrong move?
I would bomb the shit out of them.
Just one.
And I'm okay with that. We have a president that wouldn't bomb when he had a good chunk of the ISIS, you know, convoy in sight. Would not bomb it because he wasn't sure whether or not the drivers were ISIS drivers or contractors. Does it matter? You're telling me that that guy's driving the truck and he has no clue as to who he's driving it for and what he's doing? What do you think? You think Billy Boy came out of the local pub there and said, hey, I got a job for you, right? Louis and Guido, I got a job for you. Yeah, I got to see the oil trucks. I need guys to drive the oil trucks. Don't ask any questions. You know, here's 100 rubles. Get in the truck. And if you do a good job, you get the other end, I'll get you two free camels, too. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work that way. They knew exactly what they were doing. You play in that arena, you're going to get burned. You play in that arena, you're going to have trouble. Right? You know, at some point in time, we as Americans are going to have to grow a spine. And yeah, maybe we're going to have to fight. I mean physically fight. I don't know. Everything I've said wouldn't happen, that the Dems wouldn't do, that the law would step in, has happened. This is the woman that she told the FBI that she thought the C, you know, the little C, that's in parentheses, classified marking on emails, was a way to put paragraphs in alphabetical order. I have never, in all my years, I've never heard that. Now, there's no rhyme or reason to that. I don't know where you see that in there. I'm looking at these emails. There's no pattern. There's no pattern that could even lead you to believe that that might be true. Do you know what I'm saying here? I'm looking at this and going, there's nothing here. Oh, there's a C there. Oh, look, there's a B in parentheses above it. And then there's an A above that. It doesn't exist anywhere. Now, according to the notes from the FBI, it says when she asked about the email chain containing the C in parentheses, right, the state, by using that, been a long known by the State Department that C means it's confidential. Clinton said she didn't know what it meant. So she took the position. She's up in all the security. We can trust her to do the right thing. Right? But she doesn't know the basics. That is basic. That is 101. Right? That's security 101. And then some moron today challenges me by saying, yeah, I'm sorry, moron. See, if you challenge me intelligently, then you're not a moron. If you're having good, open, solid-spirited dialogue, I'm okay with that. But the moron says, well, Joe, you're out in left field because Condoleezza Rice and, what's his name, Colin Powell, they both used servers. Yeah, they did. Okay? They sent very few classified on there. Okay? The State Department knew about them. All right? And they didn't try to hide anything. They didn't wipe out servers. They didn't use a bleaching process to wipe out servers. They didn't hide a bunch of emails. What did she get to hide? If she's so upright and moral and real and true, what did she get to hide? And here's my other problem, or my other scary thing going on. The people voting for her. I'm sorry, if you're voting for her, and you're one of those people who says, yeah, I know she's a liar. I know she's a cheat. I know she's hiding something in her emails. I know she... And you vote for her. I got to question your sanity. It'd be easier for me to understand if you said to me, like some of my friends who are Democrats have said, they all lie, they all cheat, they all steal. It's just that she's been caught. It's the only difference. She's been caught. I have no argument for that. Yeah. I don't know if I'd say all of them lie, steal, and cheat. But I say the majority of them do. But I have no argument for somebody who says, yeah, I know that's what she does. I think they all do it. I think she's the only one who's been caught. I'm going to vote for her. But if you're a person of integrity, and here you have somebody who's actually done these things, who has lived the life of not being a person of integrity, honest, or trustworthy. It's got the worst trustworthy. See, there's a difference between people not liking Trump and not trusting Trump. Her unlikabilities are high. Her untrustworthy is high. They don't like him because he's so black and white. And that makes them nervous. As well it should. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, don't go far. I'm telling you, hang out. Evan Sage joins me. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air here, messaging, tweeting, whatever it is that you do. All this stuff is so confusing to me. What do they say? I'm pretty much an old fart. I don't like all this new stuff. It makes me nuts. There's too much stuff to follow. There's Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and photo this and whatever, whatever. Yeah. And I'm not a happy camper with it all. But again, as I say, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones, in-laws, outlaws, overlaws, whatever. Tell them all about the show, because I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me, the time you show up and check it out. Look, if you want me to do a specific topic, there's something that you'd love for me to engage with, if you would, just send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And if you put a capital TRS in the subject line, then I know you're trying to pitch me on a story, and I'm good with that. I really am. I'm okay with that. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of emails that come in, and I just keep throwing them away. And I don't know who they're from, what they are. I just keep throwing them away. So again, I do appreciate it. I am Joe Messina. I know. It takes too long to get rolling, but you know, so be it. It is what it is, as they say. And I've got, you know, there's enough here to do 5 hours a day on. Don't you think this is kind of crazy? If you didn't catch the Labor Day show, you really should catch that one. Go back and get it off the podcast. Because in that one, I talk a lot about the, what do you call it there? How Labor Day came about. Who it belongs to. You know what I'm saying? All right, so this one ought to send you to orbit. Hey, it does me, did me, will me. The IRS, and I may have done this story, may have touched on this story the other day, but I never, see, I hate when I do that. Sometimes I'll have a guest on, and they'll bring something up, and they'll kick me off to one of these things. And so the IRS has decided that giving tax money, tax credits, tax money, tax dollars, whatever, back to illegals is okay. Now, they don't quite put it that way. You already know that, though, right? You already know. And it's funny. We taxpayers, we fight to get our money back. This, they allow or disallow it. These guys don't even pay into the system to get their money back. We shouldn't say we get money back or refunds, too. They don't really pay into the system to get refunds. This one's in a letter. Now, again, it's an older story, and I don't care. Because it hasn't changed. You're just not seeing some of the local, I mean, you're not seeing local, never mind, mainstream media picking up on this. They still won't say anything about it. It's still going on. And when the refugees get here, it's no different. You're going to have even more people that are getting money they don't deserve to get, that they shouldn't get. In a letter to Congress, the IRS Commissioner John Kosk, whatever his name is, he defended the decision to allow illegal immigrants to get refunds from the agency. Now, Representative Jim Jordan out of Ohio, he went on the record to explain that illegal immigrants who get a Social Security number can go back and apply for a refund through the Earned Income Tax Credit. This is due to President Obama's executive order on illegal immigration. Now, this is why all these things that they say are, you know, it's not a big deal. We're just going to give them a driver's license. It's easier to track them that way. Do you really, really, really believe that the guys that are really, really doing something wrong, they're here to do something wrong, they're going out of their way to make sure that they do something wrong. Do you really believe that they're going to go after a driver's license to do the right thing? That they're going to prove you they can speak English, they're going to prove to you? And that's another thing in California. At what point do we start doing the signs in Spanish? Because you got people who, you got so many people who don't speak English, and then the car accidents start to go up, and then they go, well, you know what it is, I don't understand English. So they're going to start putting up the Spanish signs. And don't say no, it'll never happen, because how many times do you have to press one for English and two for Spanish? So don't tell me it'll never happen. How many times do you watch the budgets that some school districts hit, and hit hard, and they don't have money for more books? Why? Because they have to print everything in English and Spanish. I tell this story all the time. I love to tell it. My cousins, I got a couple cousins listening to the show. They can attest to this. We had kids that would show up in the boat from Italy. They'd be in school within 10 days of getting to this country. In school, education. It's one of the reasons they came to the country. And then 10 days into it, these guys are learning. They're working on, and they're learning English. And guess what else they're doing? They're going home and teaching their parents English. They're going home and teaching their parents how to read and write English, because that's what they wanted to do. But the one thing I never saw in school growing up, being in a heavy Italian neighborhood, in an elementary school, middle school, whatever, yeah, elementary school was the thing. Never saw papers passed out with Italian on one side and English on the other. Never. These kids were immersed in English. They learned English. They went home, taught their parents to speak English. And there were times in the store where if there were a lot of people in a small market, the owner would say, speak English. We in America, speak English. Bad. I know I did that bad, but you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so is it fair for, the question here, is it fair for taxpayers to be paying illegals that are here with that do get Social Security numbers for whatever reason? Is it fair to pay them money? What? Is it fair that they get welfare, health care, places to live or breaks on places to live? They get money from the IRS. They get all the benefits coming to America, the land of opportunity, the land of we'll give you, give you, give you. But our vets can't. That's my mantra this has been for the last couple of months. And look at it, all this stuff that we're giving away to people who don't deserve it. I'm sorry. They may, listen, don't get me wrong, because somebody wrote me the other night, which just totally didn't pay attention to what I was saying. There's a difference between need, deserve, and want. Right? So these people who came here illegally with no family, no means of support, no anything, why should they get this before a vet who went and fought for us? I'm just trying to understand. How does that happen? Why isn't that vet being taken care of all the way down the road? I mean, a place to live, medical, everything. It's not fair, man. It's not right. It's not fair. Anyhow, so, hey, I've got a whole list of stories that you guys have sent me that I'm on, that I'm not willing to break away from. Let me see how much time. Can I pull this one off? Yeah, I can pull this one off. So the Iranian vessels, don't you love this? So they had these like PT-style boats running around one of our ships. Okay, harassing one of our Navy ships, and they're little boats like the ones that they captured of ours, being too close to our ships. So the Persian Gulf again, the Iranians are at it again. Right, their vessels from its Revolutionary Guard Corps, they harassed another U.S. Navy ship on Sunday. The USS Firebolt, now that's a coastal patrol ship, was shadowed by seven Iranian vessels. Three of the vessels came within 500 yards of the shadowed Firebolt for 8 minutes. Then one of the Iranian vessels broke off and raced in front of the Firebolt and came to a stop directly in front of the ship. It was about 100 yards out. I would have sped up and showed them what a ship that size can do. But no, because our president would have lost his mind. We went out of our way to avoid the little ship that could have moved much faster than the big ship. Now, Jeff Davis, captain at the Pentagon, said, hey, you know, clearly the Iranian behavior has to change. Well, you know how you change it? You sink a couple of their ships. You grab a couple of their guys. You make them drop to their knees. You get them to cry. You take pictures of them crying. And then you share it with the world. Now, the U.S. Navy assessed the interaction as provocative and harassing. The Iranian ship has its weapons manned, but not pointed at the U.S. Navy ship, according to the defense official. There have been 31 unsafe and unprofessional interactions. How about 31 provocations? How about 31 spoiled little brat attempts at trying to get us to do something to spark, I don't know, a war, a fight, a whatever? But listen, don't worry about it. We have an agreement in place. Everything's cool. Yeah, you know, the Iranian agreement is cool. Everything's working out fine. Just like with Obamacare. Everything's just fine. let me see. There has been 31 unsafe, unprofessional interactions with Iran and the U.S. Navy. Each time Iran was the aggressor, a Navy official said, there have been nearly twice as many cases of harassment by Iranian vessels against the U.S. Navy in the first half of 2016 than in the first half of 2015. This is nuts. Isn't this crazy? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Evan Say, it's the next hour. Don't go anywhere, or you're going to miss a whole heck of a lot.